which is covering a lot of ground, you make a referral point for that, and you will call it that. For example, if there is a war, you look at the war as a couple of different battles, and you say, this is the heart of the war. That point could be even in peace. And no fighting is happening there. And we imagine that I have something like that. And personally, I wish that it was mine. Practically, I understand that it's not mine. How? I believe I explained it to you one day. When it comes to your heart and you, you don't own the heart. Heart owns you. Why? 6-year-old boy. Convincing. Because you can do nothing to your heart, and your heart can do everything with you. Isn't this obvious?
Your heart controls your mood and everything.
It's in control of your life. And you could do nothing about it, could you? Therefore, to feel that you, heart is not in you. In a way, you are in heart. Like all those little battles being in war. Or that referral point. Personally, I prefer to imagine it as an anchor. The anchor of a ship is a part of the ship, okay? And it works with the ship, but the ship is in a slave of the anchor itself. If the anchor is hanging there, the ship could just go around and around. So I imagine it that way. It's easier for me to have some imagination about. That's the heart. And how many are there?
Just one.
There is only one heart. How do I know that? Through the Holy Book. Mm-hmm. He declared it his home. He said, that's where I live. And he said, that's the only place in you which the door is sealed. You see, the rest of you is open to inspection, right? Do you know that or not? You know what I'm talking about? That old part of you is open for inspection by whom, Rahi? Yes, let me repeat it so you understand it, a part of appreciating its beauty. We're talking about heart. So it's a little bit tricky, right?
The trickiest thing.
And this is the dilemma. I claim that all part of you is open to inspect, to be inspected, to investigate. With what?
Except one part.
With what, Gemma?
With the intellect.
With the knowledge.
Knowledge.
Intelligence. Satan. Oh, you remember the story? To remember the story, when you were laying around before standing up and being insan, when you were Adam, Satan asked you to investigate, and God let him in. He knocked around and investigated everything, the same way we do, what we do. We analyze, we investigate, and every part of me is open to investigation intelligently. So the Satan could do it. Then he arrives to a place, a closed door, He will knock, it doesn't open, he will call and say, I cannot go in. God will say, of course you can. Nobody could. That's my place. That's my heart. You see, it's not mine. It belongs to him. Even the Satan cannot go in. But it's somehow in me. Right? Then could you imagine God having a lot of properties and renting this and that and that? Or there is only one home. So there is one heart. It's in everyone. In some is active, in some is dormant. Because we were talking about the doors. You know that a room has more than door. Windows. If you open the window of your heart, this opening doesn't open to nothingness, because nothingness is not adjacent to heart. If we open to other hearts, there is this space. You could imagine it as heart. If you open the window of your heart, you will see the hearts. You will become familiar with the good-hearted people, and you will realize what heart really is and how it could be the house of God. Did we answer a little bit? Okay, now by this explanation, do you still like the question or not? That you are open to be inspected by intelligence. All part of you except your heart. Your heart is open to and you. You could sneak in that room, and if you open its windows, you will get connected, inshallah. Okay, where were we? This is a better question. Where were we last time? We're talking about the various strange stuff of a very simple thing. We had a very simple story. Do you remember the story? We were talking about the parrot, the merchant, her, and the one in you who wants to put the heart in the market and all that. The story actually ended, right? Finished. We know what the story is, and the other story is not here yet. We'll be there, but we have some talking in between. In page 168, you will hear the seventh story, the harp player, right? Okay. What was the last thing we talked last time here? You, John. What was the last verse?
Inasmuch as Lukman's spirit is the rose garden of God, why is the foot of his spirit wounded by a thorn?
Okay. What does Lukman has something to do with the story we're following?
He's talking about the saints?
He's talking about something. He started to refer it as a saying of prophet. He said the prophet said this. The prophet declared, right? That's the declaration. The declaration was that, listen, maybe you could have a better understanding if you use the word opportunity. But here is Nafhataye Hab, means the blessings of God is here. It was here, he touched the people who were ready and walked away. How do you feel now? Suddenly you feel, oh, what about me? He said, oh, the next one is here. Grab this one.